Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New York City is going to give residents a little more time to learn how to compost properly before they start hitting residents with fines.
In true New Yorker fashion, some residents move to the beat of their own drum. So that pause on fines is to give folks more time to learn how to waste properly. Darius says if the city goes back to fining, why not in phases?
It should first be a warning, like a guideline. The warning first, 25, 50. Tops 250.
And he has the number right. More than 3,600 people were slapped with that $25 fine. Lydia says composting is great for the environment, but it does take some adjusting.
I think it's just a question of time and making sure that people understand the benefits to them.
And sanitation says they've collected nearly 4 million pounds of compost just last week. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Luigi Mangione has now been indicted on federal charges for the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He faces charges of stalking, firearms offense, and murder through the use of a firearm. And that last charge could make him eligible for the death penalty. Attorney General Pam Bondi has already said she plans to pursue the death penalty for Mangione, which civil rights attorney Areva Martin says his lawyers are actively trying to stop.
We're going to see this major battle played out over the next year or so as the Justice Department is moving forward, according to the Attorney General, with its efforts to have this be a death penalty case, and the defense arguing that this does not fit the requirement standards for a death penalty.
Mangione also faces state charges here in New York in connection with the shooting. He has pleaded not guilty to those charges. Attorneys for Sean Diddy Combs are asking a judge to block the video of Combs kicking and dragging his ex-girlfriend Cassie in the hallway of a hotel from being used at his trial. The defense claims that CNN, which first obtained the video, altered it, which would make it inaccurate and inadmissible. CNN has said it never altered the video. The defense making the claims, though Combs apologized after the video came out and publicly said, "I take full responsibility for my actions." The defense asked the judge to hold a hearing on the admissibility of the video. Prosecutors have not yet responded to that request. Immigrant rights advocates and local officials are rallying at Federal Plaza today, demanding the state end all cooperation with ICE. The groups are calling for the passage of two key bills, New York for All and Dignity, Not Detention. They say the legislation would protect immigrants and student protesters from unjust detention and ICE raids. The rally follows reports of targeted detentions, including Palestinian students from Columbia. Advocates are urging Governor Hochul to act swiftly and stop what they call state-sanctioned terror. The rally comes as the Trump administration announced yesterday the arrests of more than 200 people in the city earlier this month during immigration raids. New York Attorney General Letitia James has broken her silence on the mortgage fraud claims by the Trump administration. She tells New York One,
"Let me just say to all New Yorkers and to all Americans, the allegations are baseless. The allegations are nothing more than a revenge tour."
Trump's federal housing director claims that James falsified bank documents and property records in order to obtain a better loan. This goes back to homes purchased in 1983 and 2000, where James is listed as her father's wife instead of his daughter, according to a criminal referral sent to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Other allegations claim a Virginia home that James purchased with her niece in 2023 was listed as her principal residence. Her office has said that James has always been clear the house was not her primary residence, but her niece's. The Trump administration is stepping in to take over the renovations at Penn Station. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the move will save taxpayers $120 million while ensuring a safe, modern, and efficient transit hub. Governor Hochul thanked the Trump administration for the takeover and said the plan will save taxpayers in New York $1.3 billion. The move will allow Amtrak and the federal government to pursue a developer for the reconstruction and potential expansion of the station. Tom Wright with the Regional Plan Association tells 1010 Winds that local and state lawmakers will still have a say, though, over the project.
I think that our elected officials will have to stay vigilant and paying attention to this process and making sure that what comes out of it is something that they support and that they think. I mean, again, I'll point to LaGuardia Airport or even Moynihan Train Hall was also done through a similar process.
The MTA says in a statement it expects to participate in the Trump administration's and the Amtrak's efforts to ensure future plans for the reconstruction project and that it meets the needs of everyone who uses it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.